Light of County Board of Supervisors Resolution 2014/109. The memo, I submitted a memo to the board outlining the history of this. And what this board had, in short, what this board had previously agreed to was that our unrepresented management would receive the same benefits as that the county provided its unrepresented management personnel. There was an expected, we provided at that time with expected terms, effective dates, and we approved those terms. Subsequent to that vote, the county either reconsidered or came up with additional, a couple of additional terms, as well as an earlier start date or effective date than what we had previously thought or everyone had thought would happen. That start date was moved up to...
It's April, right?
Yes.
April 1st.
April. To April 1st. Originally, it had been a July 1st or a June 1st date. The other issue, the other change was that the county approved a $500 lump sum to all unrepresented management as of that April 1st date. That wasn't, we weren't aware of that at the time that we took our original vote. So the two issues are an earlier effective date for the 2% cost of living adjustment and the $500 lump sum payment, also effective April 1st, one-time lump sum payment. So this is back before this board with regards to our determination as to whether or not we want to provide the same benefits at this time to our unrepresented management by adopting the MOU or the
Just to be clear on that
$500,
on the $500, what happened is we ended up negotiating $1,500, $750 this year and $750 next year. However, with the unrepresented managers who we approved earlier in last September, it was a blanket $1,000. So to make it equitable, it's $500 April of 2015. So my comment would be that since we hopefully will be under our own steam, so to speak, that that particular issue be not part of any motion, because I think that should be taken up after we become our own entity. And with the what I understand is the salary survey and what have you, there's going to be some ongoing work on this. Basically, these percentages that went into effect April 1st are basic COLAs. They're nothing else. They're not salary adjustments. And since I know this board will be considering what I call salary adjustments, which are to adjust the base pay, I would be supportive of that percentage for being effective April 1st of 2014. The reason we moved it back is we gave 4% on April 1st to make up for some time, and it didn't make sense to do 4% for one group April 1st and 2% then again on July 1 for this other group that had already been in contract. So we moved them back and only gave them a 2% on April 1, not a 4%. So if CSERA staff were part of that 2% last fall, it should only be 2% on April 1 as opposed to 4%. We're trying to make it 4%. So they lost out, if you will, 6 months, 7 months of that extra percentage. But then the argument is that the employees, they had 2% more for those last 7 months. And so we just, I'm trying to get everybody, my argument to my colleagues is, can we get everybody on the same schedule at the same time with whatever the percentages are? So that's the background to this. So in the memo, it does talk about the 2% adjustment that would be. So, but I would comment that the 500 should be moved off the motion and tabled, so to speak, till another time.
I'm not sure whether our people got the $1,000 and the 2% last year.
I don't know. They did or not.
I think we did.
Did you?
I think we were included in that.
Okay. You should have been.
Yeah. Christina, do you know?
Yes.
You were? Okay. Okay.
And again, since this 500 isn't, I think it should all, once we become our own entity, then everything should be on the table to discuss moving forward. And we shouldn't have this hangover, if you will, or holdover, I should say, of $500 out there.
Okay. Although with the represented people, we probably will have that 750 in the future.
I just think January 1 going forward, we shouldn't have, well, that's my thought. That's my explanation. If you want to put it on there.
Is there a motion with regards to how we should proceed with regards to this?
I want to be clear how we are proceeding.
So
I mean,
the maker of the motion can.
Okay, so there's no motion on the table.
I thought it was Karen making the motion.
No, I don't want to make this motion.
Okay, so I would make the motion. But I'm not sure I clearly understood.
It would be 2% effective April 1.
Mm-hmm.
14.
Past 14. Okay. So I would make the motion that we grant 2% effective April 1, 2014, and table the $500 to a later date.
Yeah, I wouldn't even put it in the motion.
Just 2%.
Okay, so I'm going to remove the $500. My motion is that we grant 2% effective April 1st, 2014, this is for the unrepresented SACERA staff, correct?
Second.
Can I ask for some clarification? I support the motion. But just clarification with regard to the action taken by the Board of Supervisors on Exhibit A, item 4. Does that mean that you split the $1,000 with 500 effective April of 14 and the second 500 is April of 15?
No.
No.
We granted $1,000 last September to the group that are unrepresented.
Okay.
So they got $1,000. With the labor organizations, we negotiated $1,500. So we split that $750 this year, $750 next year, in order to make it equitable. To make up that 500, because that unrepresented group already got 1,000, we weren't going to give them any more money now. We just said next year, basically, we're giving the 500 next year, April 1st of 2015, and then the groups that we negotiated with will get 750 next year on April.
So, did the SACERA unrepresented individuals receive?
That's what she just asked.
I'm sorry.
Kurt says. They did. They got the 1,000.
They got the 1,000. Okay, got it. Okay, very good. Thank you.
I've got something to do. In this memo, number 3 on the Board of Supervisors resolution, it says, effective upon adoption of this resolution, the 2% base rate of pay increase for classifications listed on Exhibit A previously approved to July 1 is rescinded.
Mm-hmm.
And then you made that 3%?
No. They were scheduled to get 2% on July 1, and so we rescinded that and moved it back to April 1. We didn't want to give them 2% on April 1 and then another 2% on July 1.
Okay.
So it's basically...
So we're not giving our employees any less than what the county is giving.
Right, it's the exact same.
That's all I want to make clear and sure.
Yeah. Motion is not to include the additional 500. Yeah, I would speak against that with regards to the 500, because that additional 500 puts our unrepresented it back with our Local 21 represented people. And ask me, as I understand, there is that discussion of 750 and 750. That would put them in our unrepresented in step with our AFSCME representative.
I'm not opposed to them getting it. I'm just saying that I think it should be part of the conversation
on January 1st
when we have a new entity and what compensation will be.
Well, it's just that I think that we should start everybody, hopefully, in January 1 on a level basis that they've all received.
But they won't have received the $500.
Well, they won't have received it, but neither will Ask Me and neither will the Local 21 people. They won't have received their $750.
And that's why I'm thinking after the first of the year, when we're in charge of everybody, we'll be starting all over again, perhaps, because that's when the AFSCME employees of SACERA want to consider the 2.75% increase in addition to what we're currently negotiating. And so I'm just saying everything would be on the table. I'm not saying don't give it. I just think it should be incorporated in whatever new MOU and or resolution we come up with. That's my only point. But, other people.
So that's if January 1 we're a separate district.
Right.
Which looks very likely. If we're not, then we can think.
Right.
We'll know in September, actually.
So, right, Mr. Chair. What does this board have the power to do? Give 2% plus the 500 lump sum?
Yes.
Right now? Okay. I make a substitute.
4% plus.
We can use 4%.
With regards to our unrepresented.
We can do whatever, yeah.
We can do whatever we want. But this was what the board's, this is consistent with the board's original motion to provide our unrepresented the same as the county provided their unrepresented.
Mm-hmm.
So my argument is that the $500 should be included in the
understood. Package. And the current motion is for 2%?
2%.
Okay, I make a substitute
retro
motion.
April 1.
I make a substitute motion that's 2% retro April 1 with the $500 lump sum.
On
I
April 2015?
Yeah, 14.
No, it's 2015.
To be paid
it's
when?
Not given, being given to our unrepresented until April of 2015.
The $500 is not payable until a year from this last April.
I see.
Okay. The 2% is 14.
Right. Yeah. Got the 500 is 2015. Right. That's why my argument is to wait to 2015.
Yeah, until 2015, as it says.
Because if we don't do it,
it won't be in
got,
the,
then they're not going to, then we're again not looking at all of our employees.
I understand, but
from the same point.
Well, I'm not sure that's my understanding. Is as a new entity, and with the new salaries or with the salary survey, a lot of our mid managers, their salaries were going to need to be adjusted anyway. But
if so, then are we obligated then to do this 500 in April?
No, if you put this in now, you are, and that's fine. I'm just it's a more of a logistic thing that my position would be, why have anything hanging over from then? Because let's make this corollary, perhaps. Between now and December 31st, the county gets into contract with AFSCME. Whatever the MOU is, the county gets into that. I believe this board will be asked by AFSCME to then that become, my understanding is that MOU lasts for 90 days, but we can extend it, there can be agreement to keep it, or reopen it or begin all new negotiations, which I would not be surprised that that comes. Same with Local 21. If they're no longer being represented or under the county MOU, I think they're going to come to this board and ask for additional money. I have no opinion on that. I'm just saying that we're going to be in a lot of negotiations after the first of the year, and I think we should have sort of a zero sum to start with. Like, here's where we're at. Okay, what do we want to give as raises? What do we want to give as adjustments? What do we want as a COLA? And get maybe on a whole different schedule. That's my only reason for putting the $500 off. I'm not saying that our employees don't right. deserve it. I'm saying I think it should wait till we have a whole bunch of discussion about our own employees on January 1.
That's true. With the current legislation, we don't know what the outcome of that is, and I'd like to make my motion to plan on that not happening.
2% plus 500 on January 1.
No, no.
January 14.
No.
April 15.
Yeah, April 14.
April 15. Misspoke.
Of next year.
Yes.
And point of order.
I'll second your motion.
Okay. Thank you.
Yeah, Jerry, tell us. So can we have further discussion? We've got a first and a second.
Do we have a second on the substitute?
I second his motion.
Okay. Yeah, absolutely. Go ahead.
So just to clarify, we will know in September whether this legislation passes, and we have the ability to act them and grant the additional 500 if it looks like the legislation is not going to pass. Just saying.
Thank you. Call for the vote.
Okay. Any further discussion on the substitute? Christina? Sure.
I guess a public comment. I'm an unrepresented staff member, and personally, I would like to leave the action you guys took before and just let the 2% that's supposed to happen 7-1 happen. Our local 2700 staff are in negotiations, and they may end up getting something more, and you may want to do something then. I would kind of like to wait to see what happens there, or they might get less. I don't know, but I would just like to wait. That's just
thank you.
Okay. Wait with regards to any increases with regards to unrepresented?
Just leave the 7-1 how you guys already took your action before.
Okay. It's actually 4-1.
Well, it was originally 7-1, and then this would take it actually back to back 3 months.
Give you more money.
And that's why I said I'm unrepresented. That's not my concern, though. I
mean, there is an issue.
And I'm unrepresented management, and I ditto.
You'd rather wait to July?
I would rather wait.
Or go 3 months of 2% increase?
Absolutely. The money is not worth the morale.
Yeah, there's a big...
Oh.
There's an issue here with regards to...
Oh, I see what you're saying. Okay.
Because AFSCME is still in negotiations.
Maybe I'm not understanding this.
They want to wait till 7-1.
So what our original motion was is that it would be effective, the 2% increase...
Would be effective 4-1.
Our original, not today's, in today's motions, the expected date that the county's resolution was going to be effective would be 7-1-14.
Okay.
And what this action is basically moving it from 7-1-14 to April 1-14, moving it up. But at the time that we took the action in the county, that was the expectation, the 7-1 date. What staff, unrepresented staff, is asking is that we leave it at that 7-1 date in expectation that hopefully AFSCME will reach an agreement as opposed to...
How many unrepresented employees are there in Cicera?
13.
It's about 12 or something.
13.
One, two, three, four.
Ten. A couple of them are still being
14 less four vacant, so 10?
No, there's a couple more people. Those are positions.
Oh, okay. Sorry.
Christine was saying 2%.
I withdraw my motion.
Excuse me. 2% July 1st.
So I withdraw my second.
No comment on that one?
Anyone else from unrepresented want to comment?
I'm still not clear on why.
Well, it's actually a very magnanimous thing that management has realized that they don't want to get something that before that the bulk of our staff has not received because they're still in that bulk membership is still in negotiations. So I mean, it's a very generous and very magnanimous
so John,
their part with regards to kind of keep morale.
John,
here in the office.
Excuse me. That could go either way. The AFSCME could get more than 2%, in which case, you know, we would then be back here discussing whether it was fair.
Expecting negotiations are, or I guess what's on the table is a 4% this year, 3%
and 3%
next year
with the $1,500.
So the terms that are currently on the table that AFSCME is pushing back on at this point would be more than
could be.
More.
At this point, don't know.
Right, so they would rather wait for the outcome of that and then have
They're not waiting for the outcome because the action we've already taken, they will get a raise on July 1, right now under resolution we adopted whenever we adopted it. So they're foregoing 3 months at 2%.
So is the suggestion that we not take any action whatsoever?
If we take no action whatsoever, our original
on either motion.
Our original motion would be the 2% at
if I withdraw my second, that kills his
motion. But that's the substitute motion still on the table.
So I guess I'll withdraw my motion.
Well, in that case, I withdraw my second.
I'll see you second, Gary. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Well, and I appreciate the two people here who are mentioning it, but that's why I asked how many unrepresented we have. It's a balancing act. I'm not hearing from every unrepresented employee, and I appreciate there's a morale problem, but, you know, I'm not sure.
So how many unrepresented employees do we have in this room right now?
It's very difficult for people to get up and speak against such a wonderful offer.
The new kid on the block.
So, I mean, I guess really the real question would be, no one else wishes to stand up and speak on this issue, correct? Since we haven't...
Some may not feel comfortable getting up and speaking on this issue.
But the majority of the unrepresented are in the room.
I need a Sherpa. I need a guide here.
I can represent the mountain. I can represent that in confidence. I have spoken to other unrepresented, and they are of like mind.
Okay.
I didn't, and that's spoken to all of them.
If you want me to speak to it, I can speak to it. I think Christina and other managers have the pulse of the morale issue. If they're saying this is going to cause issues, I would defer to those folks. This is not, the dollar amount here is not significant. It's really not significant. 2% over 3 months, so it's 0.5%. If it's going to cause larger issues in the broader organization, I'll defer to folks who have the better pulse of that.
Okay.
Next item, the unrepresented.
I think Vicki has something to say.
I did the same thing.
Okay.
Okay.
Kurt's thinking about it.
You want it, Kurt?
Okay, so the Board of Supervisors resolution benefits for unrepresented will become effective July 1, 2014.